With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Being described as an enormous military maneuver, Department of Homeland Security launching into Minnesota, largest immigration enforcement operation ever carried out by the agency. Some 2,000 agents and officers are being deployed to the Minneapolis area, some of them already there. Federal authorities say the move began over the weekend and is targeting fraud involving Somali residents. Several European leaders pushing back on President Trump's comments seeking an American takeover of Greenland.
The leaders issued a statement reaffirming that the strategic mineral-rich Arctic island belongs to its people, adding it's for Denmark and Greenland, and them only, to decide on matters concerning Denmark and Greenland. The leaders of France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain and the UK joined Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen in defending Greenland's sovereignty in the wake of President Donald Trump's comments about Greenland, which is a self-governing territory of the Kingdom of Denmark and thus part of the NATO military alliance. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney also expressed his support and announced a visit to Greenland early next month by Canada's Governor-General Mary Simon, who is of Inuk descent, and Foreign Minister Anita Anand. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Aldrich Ames, who betrayed Western intelligence assets to the Soviet Union and later Russia, has died in prison in Maryland. A Bureau of Prisons spokesman says Ames died Monday at the age of 84. He admitted to receiving $2.5 million from Moscow for U.S. secrets from 1985 until his arrest in 1994. His actions leading to the executions of several Western agents and were a major setback for the CIA. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders cheering the removal of Venezuela's president.
Franklin Graham writes on X, quote, Nicolas Maduro needs to go and we have a president who takes action. Pastor Jack Graham of the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas reports that the Venezuelans in his congregation are celebrating the end of a, quote, cruel dictatorship. U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee says President Trump's action will put bad actors around the world on notice that they do not have carte blanche anymore. Michael Harrington reporting.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz deciding not to seek a third term amid that fraud scandal involving the state's child care programs. Pro-life advocates hope his replacement will be less radical when it comes to abortion. Walz worked with Democratic majorities in both of legislative chambers to chart a more, quote, liberal course in state government. This is SRN News. Swiss authorities say the site of the deadly New Year's bar fire was long overdue for safety inspections. BBC correspondent Imogen Folks reports from Geneva.
The admission raises yet more questions about this disaster. How, at the last inspection in 2019, could the ceiling insulation foam have been ruled safe? How did the authorities not notice social media photographs of young people waving sparklers close to that ceiling? Crans-Montana's authorities say they do not plan to resign, but it is possible they, like the bar owners, could face prosecution.
That fire left 40 people dead, most of them in their late teens, early to mid-20s. More than 115 people injured, and authorities say those who are still in the hospital, many of them are in critical condition. More details, srnnews.com.